I would like to invite you to turn in your Bibles to Psalm chapter 37. Psalm chapter 37. Turn in your Bibles, your iPads, iPods, laptops, whatever you might have with you. The Word of God as we look into the Scriptures, Psalm chapter 37. Our wonderful hymn, Jesus, I Am Resting, Resting. Title of our message in Psalm 37, before we go to prayer, is Learning to Fully Trust in the Lord. Learning to fully trust in the Lord. How many here tonight are trusting in the Lord for some great need that you may be facing tonight? Let me see your hands. You're trusting in the Lord. I believe that this chapter is going to be for you. A common malady that humanity faces is the problem of envy, the problem of looking at other people who seem to have it better than we do. It's a common problem. What do you do when the bad guys win? I'm not talking about the New England Patriots versus the Atlanta Falcons and the 51st Super Bowl and what side you may have been in. Nothing quite so frivolous as that. Or perhaps even, how do you respond when your political party doesn't win the national election? Now there we're talking to some wrong response, aren't we? Well, I think what I'm talking about is when your neighbor brags to you about how he cheats on his income tax every year. You see his home is loaded with the finest of furniture, the finest of appliances. He has two luxury cars, all of the latest toys. His family vacationed in Hawaii last year. And you're honest and scrupulous in your paying of your taxes. You faithfully give of your tithes and offerings to the Lord. Your furniture would be rejected by Goodwill. You have a clunker car that's on its second trip to 100,000 miles. And the closest thing to a vacation that you can afford is Mount Dora for a day. Climb Mount Dora, vacation spot. Well, it may be galling sometimes. How do you respond when things seem to be going hard for you, but so well for people that you know their lifestyle is totally antithetical to the Christian faith? Let's take a look at some of these principles, and we're going to look at five of them as to what our response should be. Look at verses 1 through 3. Notice what the Word of God says. Fret not thyself. You see, you're going to do it to yourself. You may be your own biggest enemy when it comes to the fretting part of it. It's something we do to ourselves. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Don't be envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Now look at verse 13. Speaking about these wicked that seem to be prospering in the present, verse 13 reminds us, the Lord shall laugh at him, for he sees that his day is coming. There are many, many people that live their lives in total dishonesty, and they're always leaving the collateral damage behind them wherever they may run to. Some will be the church hoppers that'll do that. Others will be people at work, just leaving one job to another, bringing disaster and division in churches. Here's the first principle in verses 1 through 3, and that is this. How do you learn to fully trust in the Lord? Number 1, be secure. Be secure. Why? Because you can lean on the Lord. That's what the word trust means in verse 3. And when we lean on the Lord and we give our lives to Him, that doesn't give us a license to do wrong. It says, trust in the Lord and do good. Too many times we say, I'm going to do as it was done unto me, and I'm going to get even. The Word of God says, no, if you're secure, you have the ability to leave that problem in the hands of the Lord and don't stop doing right. Don't stop doing good. The Lord will take care of you. Be secure. And you know why we can be secure? I'll tell you five reasons why we can be secure. Look at verse 23, for instance. Did you know that your steps are ordered? You can be secure because you know that your steps are ordered by the Lord. Verse 23, look at it. It says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And notice the response. He delights in his way. By the way, the stops are ordered by the Lord as well. And sometimes we find that to be the case. Our steps are ordered of the Lord. Therefore, we need not be envious. Remember verse 13. The day of calamity is coming for those that do wrong. But we need to be secure knowing our steps are ordered. But there's a second reason why we can be secure, and it's found in verse 24. Our hand is held. The Lord is holding our hand. What a comfort that is to a little child when they're going through a hall of mirrors at the amusement park. And as long as Grandpa's got my hand, I'm not going to be afraid because he's directing me. Notice, he holds our hands. We can be secure. It says, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I'm glad that my ability to stand isn't just based on my strength, but my strength is based upon his ability to hold me up. And just like a father who's teaching his son how to skate, and you see the little tyke, his feet are wobbling north, south, east, and west, getting them all twisted up. Half of the time they're up in the air, and here's Dad teaching him how to skate, virtually holding him up as he's going down the skating rink. Well, that's the way it is with the Lord. We can be secure. Let's not look horizontally at the wickedness of others and say, well, you know what? Why can't I be that way? Let's realize that God has ordered our steps, verse 23. Let's realize that our hand is held. And in verse 25, let's be assured that our food will be provided. Remember what the Lord said in Matthew chapter 6 about the birds of the air, the fowl of the air? They aren't popping Tums. They're not popping antacids, or they're not living on Valium. On the contrary, their food is provided and the Lord cares for them. And notice, our food is provided. It said, I have been young and now I am old, and I have not seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. And we can see here that this psalm would have been written by a man of experience called David, who wrote this not in the early years of his life, but in the mature, seasoned years, where he can look back and retrace God's provision. And how many times did David find himself in the wilderness, living in a cave, going through hard times, and yet he was able to say this? Yeah, maybe he had to eat the show bread, but God provided it, and he was in charge. So, we can be secure. Our steps are ordered, our hand is held, our food is provided, and you know what? We have a home that is assured to us. Verse 29 says this, the righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. Next time you look at that four-car garage of that tax evader or that dishonest businessman, remember that your home is reserved in heaven. And just imagine the splendor of that great home. You have a home assured. Let me give you one more lesson for us, and that is this. You can be secure and fully trust in the Lord because your seed is blessed. Your seed is blessed. It says, He is ever merciful and lendeth. His seed is blessed. God will bless the seed of those that walk uprightly, that seek Him. And yes, God is able to do a great work in our homes and in our families. So don't be envious. Be secure. But secondly, don't be envious. Be satisfied. Be satisfied. Because it says in verse 4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. But you see, we have to delight ourselves. First of all, it says trust in Him, but then it says delight in Him. Do we delight in the things of the Lord? Are we satisfied with those things that God gives us? Or are we always looking around to what other people may have? Advertisement and the Hollywood media and the magazine, printed page, pop-up advertisements, everything that you see in this world is intended to make you and me envious and covetous. But we are to be satisfied with what the Lord has given us. Don't be envious. One of the problems of young Christian couples that get married is they want to have everything that their parents took years to get. They want it right away. And oftentimes they make the most pitiable of mistakes, getting themselves in debt, getting themselves all discombobulated and out of sorts with the Lord and with men, and they are working such long hours that they don't have time for the Lord. Be satisfied. Number one, be secure. Number two, be satisfied. Number three, verse 5, be steadfast. The Lord wants us to be steadfast. Look at verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord. That has the idea of depositing yourself. Just like a bank account where you make an investment and you make an entrustment, you commit your way unto the Lord, trusting in Him. He'll bring it to pass. If He died and shed His blood on the cross of Calvary, He who has begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Christ Jesus. So be steadfast. Keep on keeping on. Don't take detours. Be steadfast in the direction that you're going in, serving the Lord. Then, fourthly, the Lord wants us not to be envious, but to be solid. Look at verse 7. Rest in the Lord. These are some great verbs. Trust, verse 3. Delight, verse 4. Commit, verse 5. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for Him. We're living in an impatient society. The Lord wants us to wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself. There it is again. Because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Be solid. Then, number 5, verse 8, be serene. It says in verse 8, cease from anger. Evidently, they had been angry already. And sometimes we're angry and envious at individuals, and we don't even recognize that. But here the psalmist said, cease from anger, forsake wrath, fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Isn't it interesting that when we fret, What we're doing is giving place to the devil. We're giving him territory in our hearts where he can establish a beachhead and have a center of operations through which to do further attack. And therefore, the warning, don't allow yourself by fretting in any wise to do evil. Let me give you the conclusion in verses 39 and 40. Here's what the Lord says to his children. Don't fret, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in time of trouble. Aren't you glad you don't have to depend on your strength? Oh, Pastor John, I just can't go through one more day of what I've been going through. Well, that's wonderful, but you know, you have the resources of the Lord. And even though your strength is gone, the Lord says, my strength is made complete, perfect in your weakness. And our strength is the Lord in time of trouble. And look at verse 40. Claim this for your trial that you're going through. The Lord shall help them. Not might help them. The Lord shall help them. And not only help, but deliver. He shall deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. And God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that we can fully trust in you, Lord. And that doesn't mean that we have all the answers. But Lord, successful Christian living in the light of faith is, Lord, recognizing that you're in control. You are our sovereign God. You are the one that orders our steps, holds our hands, feeds us, provides a home, and blesses our seed. So, Lord, encourage us. Lord, look down upon the greatest of needs in our midst and bring encouragement and strength even to them, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.